kids, it's 8 o'clock Saturday night. You know what time it is. It's time for your Dark Entries Goth Radio, South Carolina's only source for the best in goth, dark wave, death rock, horror punk, psychobilly, industrial, post-punk. And tonight, a birthday tribute set to Roz Williams, which is kicking off right now. It's 354 days until Halloween. I'm DJ D. This is Dark Entries Goth Radio. Let's go.
Behind the shades of his charm. Twisted dreams. We watch a friend like Bill, his widow again. We want to hear the word raped face down. We want to hear the word raped face down.
In charge here beneath the triumph of shadows. Old ass monkeys swivel in the discus. Fiscus lovers Yahtzee style. Circle of viral disease spent in whirlpools of light. Hatred. Beginnings of the new world. Jimmy Trick. The space captain moaned.
How could they?
From beneath the cosmic red rays of radioactive dead curl, you make my heart sing. A homosexual antibiotic for no sex in the venereal hallway sleaze. Cross its path if you must.
If you must.
Return headburn. Separate the vile scent from a misspent youth. Uncouth elders sent these children to their demise.
How could they?
Unrecognizable limbs sway in palm shadow. Rigorous waves that I ride on. Endless, so it seems, corrupt. Crawl, withdraw, bent on trembling knee. Prayers thrust up, thrown to sky. Eyes torn out in tattered rags of emotion. Devotion often squandered on a heap of melting flesh.
How could they?
Mesh teeth howl aloud, forget me not.
Forget me not.
Recognition blurs and spurs me on to further acts of degradation. No boundaries, no limits. No space beyond acceptance of the mass genocide to come. Squealing for a fat tomorrow never known. A quick infliction and the last convulsions of life into death begin. And while you may think it morbid, the reality will not hide repulsion. It breeds like a plague-ridden flea from carcass to carcass, door-to-door parasite. Sign your name to the list of those dying. Get a hold, grip tender with your organ. Sugar sex on a bed of holy whoredom. There is no bill of sale with this love. Let it all be known.
How could they?
And in false dedication, I defile all before me. Medicate the shell of a body you thought was alive. Hobby horse, goat, gloating, bloated. Candy cotton spun its web of sickening, sticky rush around you. Nothing as it seems. Apocalyptic memory soon come true. Riding the pale horse which taunts you. What might it entail to flaunt you as the hustler you've become? Hole in the head, dreading the next image. A haystack needle mile. Descending Mentak pile of skin. And we cannot escape the inescapable.
You are not a victim. You
Take your time. Breaking up is hard, but keeping dark is hateful. I had so many dreams, I made so many breakthroughs. But you, my love, were kind. Love has left you dreamless. The door to dreams was closed. Your park was real. Perhaps you're smiling now, smiling through this darkness. But all I have to give is a guilt for dreaming. We should be on by now. We should be on. We should be on by now.
Ross Williams covering Time, of course, originally done by David Bowie. And you are listening to Dark Entries Goth Radio on 90.5 WUSC FM Columbia, broadcasting in HD1, South Carolina's only weekly source for goth, dark wave, death rock, horror punk, and all sorts of spooky tunes that those go-to-hill kids at the mall listen to, hanging out at the Hot Topic, burning their incenses and smoking their clothes. And tonight we've got a special show. We are halfway into our birthday tribute to Roz Williams. His birthday would have been on November 6th, so this past week. And, of course, anyone who listens to this show or has ever spoken to me for 5 minutes knows how important Roz Williams and Christian death has always been to me. So the first bit of the show here is going to be, a good chunk of it's going to be this birthday tribute. And then we're going to get into some brand new stuff that just came out. New releases from Licia, Black Tape for a Blue Girl, Kaylin Mikla, like my favorite thing in the entire world, and a few others. And it's been a really good couple of months, actually, for new releases. So we're going to have a whole new set of just all that brand new stuff that just came out. And that should get us up to about the middle part of the show. We're going to have our Words of Wisdom in there. And then we're going to have a seriously solid long Russian post-punk set in the second half. So don't go anywhere. 803-576-9872 is the number to call us. 803-576-WUSC. Also, I saw Suspiria last night on the big screen at the Nickelodeon, but I'm going to talk more about that later. That's definitely going to be discussed later in the show. And and you can join in on the Facebook discussion that has kicked off. And you can also always send me a tweeter at DarkEntriesDJD if you want to tweet me during the show. And let's keep it going. So continuing the birthday tribute to Roz, we're going to be kind of covering a lot of the projects that he's been involved in, everything from Christian death to solo work to premature ejaculation. We're going to have some stuff from the Pig soundtrack that's later on during the Words of Wisdom set. And anyway, we're going to bookend this whole set that we're listening to right now with Christian death, so we'll be definitely coming back to that later. But for right now, though, this is actually a Shadow Project.
Yeah. difference wasn't that clear to most people because both were, you know, very dark, mm-hmm. you know, but, and it was coming from the same side of things in thought, but with Shadow Project working with Eva, that was an equal share between the two of us, mm-hmm. so her input, you know, made it different for me. And with Premature Ejaculation, it's, you know, that's very different for me. That's my chance to just be angry and but not have to use my voice.
Okay. You know,
I can just use instruments, and I like that quite a bit.
And now with Daukus Karota?
It's just more rock and roll. Not so much the dark or...
The dark side, it's...
Yeah, I mean, I'm still talking about it in the lyrics, but the music, I think, is just more straightforward rock.
The father of temptation, a man of many faces that often lives inside your eyes. Deep within, so deep within your pale yet radiant luster, resides the father of my dreams.
Thank you.
voluntary defecation, floods of mucus, and finally paralysis. Defecation, and finally paralysis.
Yeah. suffering's cured. I leave myself on a patch of ground, taste the rope and crave for more. I shoot myself another round. We'll be right back.
sat moving in the attic. He sat lying on the router. He sat lying in the street, kissing my hand. At the dark hand for a kiss. At the dark kiss on my hand. Kiss on my hand. Kiss on my hand. Kiss on my hand. Remember the sequence on the back. Filling the house with the top of your skull. Kissing your white sheet, no real. Touching your past, yeah. Talk about sugar, illusion, the debris. Conversation for those in your hand. Walking about in a fantasy desire. Conversation for the kingdom of fire. Conversation for the kingdom of fire. What's that moving in the basement? What's that moving in the attic? Who's that lying on the altar? Who's that lying in the street? Kiss on my hand. At the dark and for a kiss. At the dark, kiss on my hand. Kiss on my hand. Kiss on my hand. Kiss on my hand. Put in the sheet. Take a couple hours, get it a bit. I'm so tired. I'm so tired. Take off your clothes, get out of bed. I'm so tired. I'm so tired. I'm so tired. I'm so tired.
Had to be done. Had to be done. Of course, I was going to play, you know, Romy's Distress and a Roz Williams birthday tribute set. We kicked that whole set off there in the beginning with Christian Death with Beneath His Widow, which is actually not originally the opening track of Catastrophe Ballet. It's like, I think, a B-side or something. But I know my copy, my old CD copy of that does not have that track on it. But I think that got added later or something like that. There's some story behind there. Roz Williams after that, a solo with Who's in Charge here from a spoken word album he put out. Roz Williams solo again with Time, covering David Bowie, one of my favorite David Bowie tracks. Shadow Project in there, the project he did with Eva O with Days of Glory. And then we had Dacus Kuroda in there with Father of Temptation. Premature Ejaculation after that with the Agents of Death. Barrel Beloved after that, which is a band that I should play much more on the show than I do. I really owe them a lot more play on the show because they're really pretty fantastic. With their a track by them called Roger Allen, which of course is Rise Boom's real name, and it was their little tribute to him. You don't have to listen to Barrel Beloved much to know what their influences are. It's pretty clear they're big Christian Death fans. Christian Death after that with Lost Minds from the remix album called Death Mix. That's the THD remix. And what we just heard now was Rolling's Distress, of course, live from the album called Iconologia, which was actually the last album they were put out before Rise's death. That was the original four members getting back together and doing that one big live show. And I know you guys are probably wondering sometimes, like, whatever happened to the intro to this show? Whatever happened to the old intro? Kind of a laptop technical issue problem with that. It lives on my old laptop, which is dead, and I've got to somehow get into it and get my hard drive out so that I can rescue all the music that was in that. And that was one little thing I created, but where I got that was actually from that Iconologia show, because if you listen to the album, it opens with this, I think it's about 2.5, maybe 3 minutes long, sort of pastiche of just sound clips. It's a lot of stuff from, like, some of it actually, opens with Geraldo saying "Where I Come From," and that comes from the interview he did with Charles Manson, actually, where he's sort of taunting Manson a little bit, and he's like, "Where I come from, the people who do things, they do them on their own, you know, they don't send people out to do their crimes for them," and that kind of thing. But anyway, it opens with that. Then there's just a whole bunch of things thrown in from different sources and things. And most of it is not radio friendly at all. And so I had to, like, I mean, there was a lot in there that's really good and really usable, but I couldn't use all of it because it's not radio friendly. But what you're hearing in that intro is actually the last minute and a half of it. And the reason why it ends with, like, a siren and, like, all these people cheering and everything is because it's the band walking up on stage, getting ready to play Cavity First Communion So I cut it off like right before, you know, obviously before they start playing. So that's, if you ever wonder like where that intro comes from, the old intro, that's what it actually is. And I want to actually want to reintroduce it to the show. So hopefully I'm going to have that back on the show pretty soon. So let's continue on. Speaking of good stuff, not old stuff, but new stuff. We have a set coming up. What is it? 8:54. It's about time for Uncle Charlie. I'll tell you what. We're going to knock out our Uncle Charlie real quick, and because it's getting close to the 9 o'clock time. We're going to come back. We're going to do a set of brand new stuff. We got a lot of new releases that have come out in the last month or few months. Brand new stuff from Licia, which actually just came out this week. Have a new album out called In Flickers. Black Tea for a Blue Girl has a new one that just came out. Kaylin Mikla and a whole lot more. I'll get into it later once we do the set, but we're going to do that in the second half of the show. You are listening to Dark Entries Goth Radio, your weekly source for goth, dark wave, death rock, horror punk, psychobilly, industrial post-punk, birthday tributes, and yeah, whatever else you want to hear. 803-576-9872 is the number to call. That's 803-576-WUSC, or you can join in, even better yet, on the Facebook discussion that's happening right now. Go over to the Facebook page for Dark Entries Goth Radio. You'll see the post I put up for tonight, and you can get in on that. So, yeah, let's do it. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have the second hour. We're getting to our brand new releases set, and then we're going to get into some Suspiria talk, and hopefully we've got time. We're going to knock out a really long post-punk Russian set that I think you guys are really going to dig. So that's all coming up right after this.
On the road again.
Nearly 700,000 Americans were arrested on marijuana charges last year. That's an enormous waste of law enforcement resources and terribly unfair to those arrested and their families. It's time we stopped arresting adults who smoke marijuana responsibly. For more information, visit Normal's website at www.normal.org or call toll-free 888-67-NORMAL and tell them Willie sent you.
A George divided against itself cannot stand.
You're listening to WUSC FM and HD1 Columbia.
You are currently listening to WUSC FM and HD1 Columbia. We'll try not to disappoint you.
Do you get tired of styling your hair every day? And do you want a good hairstyle every day? Hi, I'm Sarah Schuster. I went on a website called InventNow.org, and after that, I decided to invent something too. Something called the InstaDo. Just imagine, you just put it over your head like a helmet does, and you pick your hairstyle with the buttons on the side. And you can have instant hairstyle in seconds. People like it. People like Jeff Bart.
I like it.
And people like Kenneth.
It's this helmet thing, and it fits over your head, and it's great.
Thank you, Kenneth. You should go to inventnow.org, and it could help you come up with your own invention. After all, look at me on the radio now.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions, or just play some games at inventnow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
If you choose to fight, then remember these are the places to hit. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes are easily poked, ouch! The knees are easily kicked out. The groin is a sensitive spot. When you hit the throat, it hurts a lot. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. If you choose to fight, then remember these are the places to hit. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes are easily poked. Ouch! The knees are easily kicked out. The groin is a
the drugs. It hurts a lot. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat.
Self-defense is anything we do to make our lives safer on a daily basis. Self-defense is fighting with our fists, yelling, telling him to stop looking at us, running away, listening to our gut instinct, getting support, knowing that we are worth defending, talking about what happened. And playing rock. The goal of self-defense is to provide all women, children, queers, people of color, and targeted communities with options and skills that are effective and practical, no matter what our experience, age, level of fitness, or shape of body may be.
They don't have the intelligence to change. Once you get them, they go, the rest of their life, they'll do that for a paycheck, You tell them, don't do that no more, and they go, There's no communication. You tell them, I told you, stop doing that. And they'll go, I said, stop it. And they'll go, And you cut someone's fucking throat and throw blood in their face, and they'll go, You see what I'm saying? In other words, it's just no intelligence, man. Not on that level. Not on that level, I don't. No. That's not mankind. That's not intelligence, you know. It's not even beast. It don't have the intelligence of a zoo, you know.
Roz Williams with the from the Pig soundtrack, a track called "Why God Permits Evil." After we had our little words of wisdom telling from Uncle Charlie, telling us about how people just keep doing things over and over again, no matter how many times you tell them, they go, let's see, what do we got? We got a really rad Russian post-punk set going to come up. I'm going to try to time it so it's I'm going to kick in about 9:30-ish, maybe a little bit after, and that'll take us up to 10 o'clock, but for the first half of the hour, we're going to get into some new releases and things. I wanted to tell you guys real quick about Suspiria that I saw last night, of course, classic It physically pains me to say this, but last night was the first time that I've actually ever sat down and watched it all the way through. And I think it, maybe I'd seen, like, the trailer, you know, I'd seen, like, clips of it. You know, it's a classic, so it's kind of hard to be away from it, but if you know anything about horror at all, or if you're into giallo. But yeah, I don't know why I kept putting it off. I was putting it off because I was like, well, maybe I'll actually, you know, a couple years ago, I kind of had this idea that I was going to make my way one summer through through all the giallo, just this massive giallo project, and kind of start with, like, Bava or whoever, and just make my way through all of it. And it just kind of fell apart. And I still want to do that. I still absolutely want to do that. Then I was thinking, okay, well, I'll just, like, you know, I'll work my way up to it anyway. You know, I'll start with, like, you know, all of Argento stuff, you know, make my way through it in time, like, you know, chronologically. And then that never happened. It just kept getting put off and put off. And then this opportunity came up. I was like, oh, the Nickelodeon's showing it. Okay, well, there's only one way to see it now. I mean, I'm not going to, you know, obviously I'm going to do that because not only was it that the Nick, which I love, but also Devil's Playground actually did a ritual in front of it, which we talked about when I had him here in the had them here in the show a couple weeks ago. Of course, we talked about that coming up. And so, yeah, it was great. I mean, I came in about halfway into their thing. I was actually running a little bit late, but I did catch the second half of their thing and then showed the film. And it was the best way to see it. I mean, right there in front of a packed audience and on the big screen. I mean, you know, you can't really get much better than that. So I'm glad I totally waited. And it is so good. And oh my God, I know this is, you know, anyone who knows the movie, you know, the whole time I'm going to be saying this, I'm going to be, yeah, duh, idiot, you know, of course. But, you know, seeing it for the first time ever, oh God, it's just the cinematography. I mean, what was he doing? What was he doing? I mean, every single shot is just a work of art in that film. It's ridiculous. I mean, it's just that when she's in the cab in the beginning, and then, like, she's having the conversation, and you can see her, like, reflection through, like, the windshield, and then there's the shot, like, also fairly early on where you think you're looking at a shot of the building of the school, and then it's actually just a reflection of a puddle in the water, and you don't know that until she runs through it and, you know, kind of messes up the puddle. And it's just one thing after another, and it's just like every single shot, it's just this amazing painting. The guy was just, it makes me angry. As an aspiring filmmaker, I'm just like, what were you doing? And then, and I'm wondering the entire time, like, okay, well, who did he influence? Because he's getting so many people, obviously. The first time I see, like, the interior of the hotel, I mean, I'm sorry, I keep saying hotel. The first time I see the interior of the dance school, I'm thinking Kubrick right away. I'm like, well, this Kubrick had to have been influenced by this. I don't know. I guess that's why I keep saying hotel. But there's just so much going on there, and I just don't. I could keep going on all night. And I don't want to. I mean, that could be a whole show. But I don't know. Why did I wait? You know, why did I wait this long? But at the same time, I'm like, I'm glad I did because I saw it the best way I could. You know, it was amazing. So yeah. If you haven't seen it, for God's sake, go ahead and see it. And so next up, I've got Inferno, and then Mother of Mother of Tears, which I actually have seen, because I saw it when it first came out. Donna Purge and I watched it together, and not knowing at the time that there was a connection between that and, you know, Suspiria and that. So I want to knock out Inferno again, and then Mother of Tears again, because it's been so long. And the only thing I really remember about it was that it was just absolutely bonkers. And there's the scene with the baby that we had to rewind and watch twice because we were just like, did we just see what that happened just now? All right, we're gonna knock this out real quick. We'll be right back. We're gonna play some new stuff. Dark Entries Golf Radio is on your radio.
Mother! 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 to the place of light, a dark and starry born. When the moon hangs in the sky, so magical and fantastic, but the blood with sunset, know the reason why the heavens burn today.
Danny Filth, Mother of Tears, of course, from the Mother of Tears soundtrack. That's the other thing I remember about that when we were watching it, that plays during the end credits, and I was just like, they got Danny Filth for this? What the? What? I think it was already bonkers. All right, we're going to try to knock out another quick new set real quick of brand new stuff. Hopefully we're going to have time to do all of this, man. I think I've got more show than I've got time, but we're going to see what we can do. So we've got a brand new set coming up right now of new releases, things have come out in the last few months. I think you guys are going to really dig it. Licia, which is a band that I don't play near enough of on the show, just came out with a brand new album called In Flickers. And this is from that. It's a track called Late Night Solitude. Fitting for me sitting up here in the studio doing this show. Something I've done many, many times over the years. Big shout out to my buddy Gary, actually, for turning me on to this one. He's a big Licia fan, and actually I didn't know about this until he told me. But you're listening to Dark Entries Goth Radio, 90.5 WSC FM Columbia, broadcasting HD1. Be right back after this set.
the night presaged by a dying sun. Though life and times of ascent and fall, the dance has commenced in the fading glow. A wall of pitch for the dying of light. Protect us, keep us from all that would harm. Encircle, encompass, guard over us all. Give up, give in, like the night on fire. It sears, it derides, it leads us to fall. Walk on, walk through, imitations of hell. The movement, the rhythm, the drums from afar.
Okay, this is concluding the brand new releases set here on the show. Dark Entries Goth Radio is on your radio. I'm your host, DJ D. We're here for another 20 minutes or so. And we just knocked out a set of brand new releases, things that have come out in the last couple of months. Some of that actually is stuff that came out in the last week. Some of it's new, some of it's new-new, and some of it's like the new-new-new. We had was Alicia in there with a Late Night Solitude from a new album called In Flickers, Black Tape for a Blue Girl with All of the Things I Wanted from my new album called To Touch the Milky Way. Caitlin Mikla in there, my favorite thing in the entire world at the moment, it has been my favorite thing in the world for a while now, with a track called Normal Ideo. I know I'm pronouncing that horribly. Actually, in English, it translates into Witch Song, so it would have been perfect for last week's Witch and Werewolf show, but we'll discount it for this one. We'll pretend that we played it last week, too. From the new album, Night by Night, I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce it in Icelandic, but yeah, that's what it translates into. I love them so effing much, you guys. I can't tell you how much I love them. They keep getting better with every single album. They keep getting better and better. And they are actually playing a show tonight, right now, at this minute, in Berlin with She Passed Away, which is another one that just can do no wrong as far as I'm concerned. Two of my favorite bands that are on the scene right now actually doing a show tonight as we speak, as I say this right now, in Berlin. What am I doing? I'm in South Carolina talking to you nerds. So, and I mean that in the most loving way. There, that was my loving spring twang. I love you guys. I really do. All my listeners and that. I really do. But I would so leave you right now in a second if I had a free plane ticket to Berlin. I'm just going to let you know right now. Like, I love you, but not enough to keep me here when Caitlin Mikla and She Passed Away are playing together on the same stage. And then after that, we had brand new stuff from V&V Nation from the new album Noir with a track called A Million. That one goes out to my friend Amy. And who I chair danced for that one. Frontline Assembly featuring Robert Gorl, actually, from Deutsche Amerikanische. Just try that again. Deutsche Amerikanische Freundschaft, otherwise known as DAF, with a new track on Eye on You. And then Youth Code is what we just heard with a collaboration with Health. Youth Code and Health with a brand new track that just put up this week called Innocence. I saw Health open up for a Nine Inch Nails, Donna Purge and I did. I think a couple of times. I wish she was here right now. She can confirm that. But, because that was back in, like, in 09. We were, like, following Nine Inch Nails on tour, like, for, like, all their Southeastern shows. And I think Health opened up for more than one show. I could be wrong about that, but they had a lot of openers on that tour. Anyway, yeah, they were really good, actually. So all that stuff you just heard is stuff that came out in the last, some of it's, like, in the last week, some of it's in the last, like, month or so. Alien Sex Fiend also just put out a new album called Possessed that I unfortunately don't have yet. That was going to be included originally in that set, but I'm going to work that into next week, so stay tuned for that. And yeah, so we're going to try to knock out a Russian post-punk set here. I had originally planned to have it much bigger than what it was going to be, but we are kind of up against the clock right now. We got about 20 minutes left, and there's no way all this is getting crammed in 20 minutes. So we're going to knock out like the first half of it, and whatever else I can't get in, we'll continue it next week for sure. We might actually just go ahead and open the show with it next week. So let's not waste any more time. In case you're wondering what's going on, this is Dark Entries Goth Radio on your radio on 90.5 WSC FM Columbia, the best in goth, dark wave, death rock, horror punk, psychobilly, post punk, birthday tributes, and horrible Icelandic. All right, the Cheshire Strangler kicking off our Russian post punk set. Be right back after this set. Oh,
never even thought we'll get so close. Talk to me only when we drove outside this town. And I'm so fed up with being home. Don't try to hold me now.
Kids, that's almost going to wrap up our Russian post-punk set. We got one last track to do, and then we're getting out of here. We're going to skip out as soon as that's over. So I hope you guys have enjoyed the show. I'm going to put my last track. We had the set there. We kicked it off with the Cheshire Strangler with, I'm assuming that's Lone and Me. After that was Human Tetris with Things I Don't Need. Brandenburg in there with Mouthpiece, Motorama, as we just heard. I'm DJD. This has been Dark Entries Goth Radio on your radio. I'm not going to come back and talk after the last song. I'm just going to play it and then we'll be out of here. So go ahead and say my goodbyes right now. You can catch, of course, the recording for the podcast will be up tomorrow, and that's at darkentriesgothradio.podbean.com. And catch me on the tweeters at @darkentriesdjd, and of course, the face place for Dark Entries Goth Radio. I will be back and play my last track, and then we're getting out of here. But I will see you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Saturday nights, 8 to 10. And this last one goes out to Ipsy, who requested it, and I'm not even going to attempt the Russian pronunciation, but I will say that it's Glint Shake with a track called Poverty right here, ending our show tonight. So thanks for listening, kids. See you next week, and as always, keep it spooky.